You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at Tate Modern on London's Bankside, and I'm with Jess Baxter, who's one of the curators of the Tracy Emin, a Second Life exhibition here, which charts 40 years of her groundbreaking practice, from sensational works to works that have probably never been seen before. Jess, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.
So obviously this exhibition charts 40 years of Tracy Emin's work, and obviously one of the main pieces which people come to see when they come into the exhibition is My Bed, which was nominated for the Turner Prize. And this is very much a piece that shows her sort of life and everything else. Why is this there at the beginning of the exhibition?
My Bed is actually in the midway point of the exhibition because we wanted to introduce the second half, the second life that Tracy has. We wanted to show visitors a new side of that really, really important installation. So originally, My Bed was the bed that Tracy lived in her little flat in Waterloo in the 90s. And essentially, the piece is about a time where she couldn't leave the bed for 4 days. She was heartbroken. She was really depressed. She smoked, she drank, she had sex in this bed, and then eventually thought, I'm going to put this into an art gallery because it saved my life. And it's that saving my life part that we're interested in this show, because Tracy has gone through so much since that time in the 90s and is now recovering from really aggressive bladder cancer in 2020. So now we're looking at how beds are a place for the aging body, for a diseased body, and it's completely turned the bed into something else entirely. So you'll see that in the exhibition, as well as much more recent works as well.
And obviously My Bed caused sort of a debate between the public and the art critics and everybody else at the time. And it was very much groundbreaking in a way. But underneath all that, behind most conceptual and contemporary artists, there's probably a draftsperson or a painter. And Second Life is very much about Tracy Emin's paintings. Is there an example from the exhibition that really shows her work as a painter that you could maybe describe to me?
Absolutely. We've actually paired My Bed with a really recent painting called I Never Asked to Fall in Love, You Made Me Feel Like This. And this is a human figure, maybe a woman, painted in bright red paint. And the canvas has been switched over, so it looks like there's drops of blood or red paint moving upwards into the atmosphere, really. And Tracy is really interested in this idea of spirituality and the afterlife, which is what the second half of the Tate Modern show looks at. So she's thinking about her own death because of how close she got to it back in 2020. And it's really important to show her as a painter. She's studied at the RCA painting and has always been a painter, but she had a really turbulent relationship to the medium of painting because when she had an abortion, she couldn't stand the smell of terps and oil paint, so she couldn't paint for many years. But now she has returned to it. She thought, I'm going to sort this all out, and she did this performance piece called Exorcism of the Last Painting I Ever Made, which you can also see in Tate Modern, where she locked herself in a room and painted for weeks and weeks.
A lot of her work is obviously about love, trauma, and autobiography. Why do you think she wants to, I suppose, lay her life on view to everybody else?
I think this is what makes her an extraordinary conceptual and contemporary artist nowadays. The way she mines her really dark, deep experiences about love that's gone wrong, about trauma, about sexual assault and abortion. And she lays that bare in her artwork. She really excavates what's, you know, the most embarrassing and perhaps gross parts of yourself. And she was one of the really, I guess, the first to be so bold about this experiences, particularly as a woman. Midway through the exhibition, we have this amazing early film called How It Feels, which I encourage everyone to sit down and watch because it's just Tracy speaking her truth, just telling everyone about her experience of an abortion that went really badly wrong, really made her sick in 1990. And I think this speaks to particularly women and any viewers of My Bed who have experienced heartbreak, maybe have had to choose to have an abortion in their lives, and platforming that work and that comfort, you know, one woman to another, is happening a lot in the show.
And she's obviously using the female form, the female body, to channel all that emotion, which is very powerful and very striking as you walk around this exhibition.
Absolutely. You can experience these tiny bronzes of the human figure, particularly in room 4. And it's so intimate because you can see Tracy's thumbprint as she's like pushing what was the wax to make these bronzes. And the human figures are often female. They often don't have hands or feet. So it's this kind of vulnerable, almost Egon Schiele-esque way of looking at the human body to kind of exemplify that trauma and that loss that you see in her other works.
And Jess, obviously you worked very closely with Tracy on the exhibition. Was there anything about that close relationship that you had with her that, I suppose, surprised you or maybe made you think a little bit more about her as more of an artist?
Yeah, absolutely. In my head, I suppose, she was this very famous, very cool national treasure that I've come to know in my years. But when I met her, I was just so struck by how kind and tender she was, thinking about lots of topics in the world and how much she actually really cares about what people think. I think the tabloid press really painted her as this attention-seeking, like often rude person, but she's not like that at all in real life. She really champions art and the power of art to heal us. So I hope people see that walking around the show. And it's been an absolute joy to kind of dip into an archive lasting 40 years or more of this whole treasure trove of beautiful images of her work.
And obviously she's involved with encouraging other artists. She's got her studio, she's got the exhibition space in Margate, so she's very much about bringing on younger artists, isn't she?
Yeah, she's absolutely committed to making art accessible, which is what we're about at Tate as well. Tracy has a TKE Studios and an art school down in Margate where she's pouring her support, her finances into making a really amazing and vibrant artistic community in a part of the world that is so close to her home and otherwise would be maybe not the place it is today without her.
And as Tracy says herself, this exhibition, A Second Life, is very much a celebration of living, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. There's of course all that heartbreak, that trauma, but there's also so much joy. Often her works are very funny as well. She makes these amazing embroidered blankets where she stitches what people have said to her, secrets of her friends, a lot of laughter, and a bit sexy as well. So yeah, it's just the whole messiness of what human life is. You can't have that joy without that heartbreak. So that's what she encapsulates so well in all mediums, really.
And the work has actually sort of gone a little bit out of the gallery space into the area around Tate Modern as well.
We hope people kind of stumble across these amazing tiny sculptures of baby things, which are scattered across the exhibition entrance before you walk in. And they look really realistic. There's a little baby cardigan, a little baby booty, but they're stone cold solid. You can't pull them from the ground, because I think Tracy wanted people to realise how kind of omnipresent the idea of babies and child rearing is, particularly for women. So you kind of discover these on the entrance. We also have a monumental multi-ton bronze sculpture on the north landscape of Tate Modern between kind of St. Paul's in the background and that kind of big Tate Modern structure. It's a woman bent over in grief or in pain or in ecstasy. So that will be on for 2 years after the show ends. So you can come and enjoy that for free.
Well, Tracy M and A Second Life continues here at Tate Modern until the 31st of August 2026. There will be an audio described tour of the exhibition on Wednesday, the 1st of April, starting at 5:30 p.m. And more details about the tour and the availability of booked individual audio described tours of the exhibition can be found by either emailing hello@tate.org.uk or by calling 020 787 8888.
For Tracy M and A Second Life, we also have these amazing touch tours for people to come and feel what the artworks are like. We also have a free audio guide that you can listen to with snippets from Tracy M and herself, the studio, the collaborators, and us as the curators. So come and enjoy that.
Jess, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and for giving me a great insight into Tracy Emin, A Second Life, here at Tate Modern.
Thank you so much, Toby. It's been brilliant.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.